Then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Nehemiah 2:9. Thus reported Nehemiah after he left Shushan the palace in the kingdom of Persia with the king's permission to go to Judah and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. He carried with him letters from the king. Good morning, friends. We hope each of you are enjoying the blessings of the Lord during this holiday season, and the new year will bring even greater happiness than you have ever known before. Now, before I begin my message, let me invite each listener within driving range of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and can possibly do so, to come and attend services of the assembly meeting of the Church of God, which began last Friday, December 24th, and will continue through next Sunday, January 2nd. There will be services daily and meals served without charge. What a wonderful way to spend the holidays. The address of the chapel, 6 and West Warner, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Let us go back to my original text, and I would like to make a few comments. Nehemiah took letters of authority from the king. Would I do any injustice to this if I call the letters of the saints the king's letters? Do you remember last month that I asked all the readers to write us at least once each year? Well, many have done that during the holiday season, and our hearts have been encouraged. And we would like for you to share in the joy it brought to us. So, with the king's letters, we proceed from Idaho. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Praise the Lord that I have met this Savior, and he has redeemed my soul and given me peace from above. My heart's desire is to please him and do his will at all times. Here it is another Christmas time when we exchange notes, and it does not seem possible that another year has or nearly become history. This has been a very special year to me. I was able to attend part of the camp meeting in Guthrie and renew old acquaintances and learn to know others that are precious in the sight of the Lord. I'm still working in the Senior Citizens Program and so thankful for this opportunity to some way bring a little sunshine into the lives of those dear forgotten ones. It seems such a shame that so many of them seem to be set on a shelf and are no longer of interest to their families. We trust that all will be blessed with a very Merry Christmas and a precious New Year. How are both of you folks today? Trust the Lord is continually blessing and giving strength for your day. He's been very good to us, and we do rejoice and give him thanks. We've had some snow, and it has been down in the teens, but we can expect something like that. Keep encouraged in your souls. Yours for the lost, Sister Ruby Markin. From Oklahoma, Brother and Sister Murphy, how are you today? Well, I hope. I'm still saved and living for Jesus this morning. When these few lines reach your hands, I hope they find you moving onward and upward to the prize that's awaiting us. I've started out for Jesus, and I don't mean to stop until the crown is won. Out of all I know and understand, God's way is best for me. Give all the dear saints my love. Sister Lizzie B. Jordan. Excuse me, from California. Dear Brother Willie and Sister Francis, greetings of love in Jesus' name. Raining today, giving everything the needed watering. Love this time of year with the fall colors. I still remember and treasure always the visit we had with you and Sister Marie when you stopped on your way to Oregon. So precious are God's saints, and we don't get to be with them often. I'm trying to remember Bible verses. Today's is special, very beautiful. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Isn't that precious? We are enjoying good health and happiness at 79. Jesus is always by my side, leading me each day. I love him with all my heart and try to do those things pleasing in his sight. Please remember us in your prayers. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Sister Lucille Allen from Oklahoma. Dear Brother and Sister Murphy, greetings in Jesus' name. We're yet saved and pressing on toward our great reward. Oh, how blessed that will be to live and reign with our Heavenly Father who loved us so much. We're both doing fine, yet enjoying the Lord and one another. Our happiness has increased in the past year. And as we live for God, our joy and happiness shall yet grow and grow. We trust you both are doing fine and encouraged in the Lord. We appreciate the Mission Trail paper. Our love and prayers, Delbert and Melinda Flynn. From Missouri, dear Brother Willie and Sister Frances, greetings in Jesus' dear name. He came to this wicked old world and suffered and died on the cross that we could be saved from our sins and make heaven our home. As I was getting up this morning, I was singing this song. See the great promises, brother. Are they so hard to believe? How can you doubt the dear Savior? Why don't you ask and receive? All those good messages we have in songs. I'm so thankful for the saving and sanctifying and healing power of God. We received the December Mission Trail this week and enjoyed it all so much. And the picture of little Stephen Bruce. He sure looks happy and sweet. I know you enjoy the grandchildren as you get to see them. We miss the dear loved ones that have gone. Our loss is heaven's gain, and we can meet them again some glad day. Sister Cassie Wilson from Oklahoma, greeting in Jesus' name. I do hope and trust you both are enjoying good health. I'm thankful that it is well as it is with me. I could be worse. It seems the flu is in my bones. I need your prayer. Our brother Luther Reed is very sick. Do remember him in your prayer. Sister Minty Nurse. From Arkansas, dearest friends, I'm thinking of you in a very special way because you are very special friends. This is a special season. Somehow the love of God just penetrates the universe and has a way of helping us just desire to have more love for Christ and more love for the great family of God. In fact, the love of God in our hearts touches the heart of God, and this brings peace, love, and joy to us. Who could love us more, and whom should we love more? This has been a beautiful winter day, full of blessings. We had a good service this morning. The presence of the Lord makes glad the hearts. We think of you often and truly appreciate the only 15-minute mission trail on the air each Sunday. Sister Lou Bray. From Oregon, this is a time of the year our hearts turn to the holy time of Jesus' birth. That is, those of us who love Jesus. But the world has different ideas and are busy with shopping and planning big celebrations. Christ is completely foreign to them. They have no time or thought of him. So sad. A time of drinking and revelry. We did so appreciate your son, Wayne. I got to talk to him a little. Sister Grace Jones from Kansas. Dear Brother and Sister Murphy, I must take time to write you and send you an offering for the work of our dear Savior. Carl and I will have been married 55 years the 21st of December. All 8 of our children expect to be here by the 23rd. It was my desire to get another good photo of all of us at this time. We never know what another year has in store for us. Life at its longest is so short. I wish all people could realize how important today is and to use it wisely, which is to the glory of God. May the Lord bless you, Sister Tucker. We don't have time nor space to include all of the wonderful letters from the King's children, but let it be sufficient to say thank you, everyone, for all you have done to help us press on. If you've not written as yet, it is not too late to write and just say, keep my name on the mailing list. We pray the Lord will give each one a most joyful holiday season, healing of all your afflictions, victory in all your trials, and the greatest happiness you have ever known throughout the new year. And remember, if you belong to God, you are a child of the King. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
All the world is bright since I got right now, sing and pray and shout. All the burdens have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. I will tell the world both far and near as I travel here below that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Praise God, true religion really I could tell the love of God that is flooding all my heart, and the sweet foretaste of heaven that Jesus doth impart. Oh, if I could tell the peace and joy and the wealth he doth bestow, you would rather be an old-time Christian more than anything you know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and my life is free from sin. It's a heaven here on earth, praise God, to go to heaven in. Yes, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and my life is free from sin. It's a heaven here on earth, praise God, to go to heaven in.